Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. We'll be talking today about historic preservation, as May is Historic Preservation Month, and particularly focusing today on our beaches. I have with me Madeline Flagler from Wrightsville Beach Museum, Gareth Evans, who we know from the Bellamy Mansion, but he's here on behalf of Preservation North Carolina, which is actually the organization that owns the Bellamy Mansion. But he knows about preservation, not just of that structure, but of many others. Also, Ted Wilgus is here from North Carolina Coastal Federation. So thank you all for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a fundraising shrimperoo coming up this Sunday, and Madeline, I understand that that is sold out already, which is good news.
It has sold out. We usually come pretty close. The last 3 years that we've done it has come close, but we are definitely out of tickets.
Great.
And we were checking chairs yesterday to make sure we had places for people to sit.
And that event raises money for particularly the Wrightsville Beach Museum, or what else?
It is for the museum.
For the museum. Great. Okay, I'm glad that's sold out.
And it's
a wonderful
community event. We're really happy that it's going so well.
I'm glad, too. Well, let's talk about Historic Preservation Month and what makes our beach communities unique. And let's talk about the ecology, the structures. What are the things that are the challenges and the joys of living in a beach area?
Well, the built landscape is really the piece of our past that makes a beach unique. It makes Wrightsville Beach different from Beaufort. It makes it different from Nag's Head. It makes it different from places in the Chesapeake Bay. And that built landscape is what we need to find a way to preserve so that it keeps that piece of our past, the ambience, and what makes it unique.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to add that the people I work for is Preservation North Carolina, and they took a chance 20 years ago on the Bellamy Mansion. They save a lot of buildings all across the state. It's tough to save buildings and beach communities, but they're extremely important parts of North Carolina heritage. So it's worth exploring all the options. We're here in part because it's National Preservation Month, but because buildings come down. One came down fairly recently in last month. An old beach cottage came down. And it's a shame to lose that kind of attachment to heritage. You kind of want to maintain that sense of place there, but given the economic pressures, it's tough. There are options. There are things like easements, which you can put on a building if you have a particular affinity to it, but usually it comes down to money. And there are other options as well, including moving them, which I think is something which people should be aware of.
And that's kind of where I'll chime in, just that our coastal environment is very strongly linked to our coastal history and heritage. You can't have these communities without a clean coastal environment. And so the Coastal Federation wants to celebrate both that environmental link and then that link to our coastal heritage. And Gareth and Madeline brought up great points. And we have an opportunity in Wrightsville Beach. The Coastal Federation has the opportunity, if there is a beach cottage available, to actually work with the landowner, work with the Wrightsville Beach Museum of History and the town to see if we could actually transport that house to a suitable site near the Museum of History and use it as an education center. So it would celebrate both the heritage as well as the culture and the coastal environment. And so the time to act is now. There are resources out there, there are cottages out there. We'd love to work with all our partners and work with the landowner and the homeowner.
I understand that the beach cottage that just came down was one you all didn't hear about until it was actually in progress of demolition, and it was a loss. But as Gareth said, you know, you can understand the landowner wanting to build their dream mansion on that spot and make maximum use of the coastal land there. But it's definitely hard on the beaches, some of these big structures that we have now. What is the difference in terms of the impact on the environment of one of the traditional beach cottages and one of the mansions that we see built now these days?
The big thing is looking at how much land is built upon. When you cover a beach area with hard surfaces like rooftops, driveways, that means more runoff. And that runoff goes into your shellfishing waters and your swimming waters. And so one of the impacts is stormwater runoff. The other is loss of that valuable coastal habitat, whether it's a shrub, scrub, brush habitat, dune habitat. There are a lot of regulations in place, but you can always get permits to impact those environments. So the least amount of footprint that we can have is best.
I would add that building new construction is always much more or much less green, shall we say, than keeping an old structure. It is understandable, for the land value is often a lot more on a beach community than the property that's on it when it's an old property. But not necessarily when you think about, you have to demolish and then you have to rebuild. Mm-hmm. And then there's the environmental impact we were just talking about. as preservationists, we're always trying to convince people that the money is there when you want to restore something, the land, the value in the property is there as well, and try and educate people about the value of doing other things. There are always other opportunities you can take with a property. Moving them is one. And we should talk about that before somebody takes down a building, because the thing that they're going to build back might cost a fortune. It might be appropriate, but often they're what we call McMansions, something big and unsightly and what have you. So, you know, we should definitely get more education out there about that.
So it's time to have conversations about these structures before they come down and let the homeowner, the landowner, know that they have options.
And one of the things we wanted to bring to light is the town of Riceville Beach has an historic house relocation program. There are two spots on the same area that the Riceville Beach Museum is. There are two spots left, and so there's land available. That's one piece of the relocation that is already set up. And the town is open to that. They set this up because they are interested in preservation. And we just want to make sure people know about it.
Now, would a homeowner who had one of these historic beach cottages and was willing to have it relocated to the land you have available there mm-hmm. by the Riceville Beach Museum, would they have to pay for it, that relocation of the house? Or is that covered by some grants? And
right now it's set up so that the relocation is done by the homeowner.
Okay.
But there are other options out there. There are people that are interested in using these buildings as offices. They mm-hmm. may be willing to help out with some of that because mm-hmm. it's certainly cheaper than buying something else. And so those are options that should not necessarily impede saving the building.
Right. Seems like it would be a heck of a tax write-off to donate a building to a historic preservation yeah. society. Definitely.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Madeline Flagler from Riceville Beach Museum. You've also heard the voice of Gareth Evans with Preservation North Carolina, and Ted Wilgus is here as well from North Carolina Coastal Federation. We're talking about May being Historic Preservation Month, and we're talking about the historic little beach cottages at Riceville Beach and how unique they are, how they impact the environment. What are some of the choices for them? Rather than tearing them down, what can be done? We talked a little bit about why these get knocked down from the homeowner's perspective, the landowner's perspective. But if someone wanted to preserve their little beach cottage, what would it take to do that? And what is it that's unique about the beach cottages at Riceville Beach that we're trying especially to hold on to?
Well, I think the size and scale, the colors, there are many features of the Riceville Beach cottages, the ones that are left, that if you start lining them up, there are aspects that make them very particular to this area. Some of the designs are similar. You've got really important architects that have built some of these older cottages. The original surf club was designed by Charlie Boney. And even the Lumina was designed by a local architect. Hmm. So you have lots of different aspects that make these cottages unique. Their footprint is relatively small, and yet you have, for all of the big McMansions and all the advantages they have, you have places like the Parsley Cottage, which is another one of the very oldest cottages on the beach that is rented on a regular basis for a fair amount of money for a four-bedroom house. So it is not completely unforeseeable that you could actually keep a cottage for a while.
If someone wanted to preserve an historic cottage, but they also wanted to add some present-day amenities like air conditioning, is it possible to do that if you kind of keep those things out of sight?
Usually, if you have something like an easement on a property, and I'm thinking of some of the families who actually own the cottages out there are quite prominent. They've been around forever. It's the third generation of families who are very well known in town, have a lot of these buildings out there, and were there when the design happened in the first place. You can keep them with easements and things like that. Yeah, an easement protects it, but it can be written in many different ways. Mm-hmm. So you can upgrade if you need to do that. What you're trying to secure is the historic character of the place, which new construction obviously doesn't have, can't have. So you can definitely do that if you come and one of the things that you have to come and talk to an organization like Historic Wilmington here or Preservation North Carolina and talk about the options, the tax benefits, the ways that you could move it or save it where it is, that kind of thing. That's what really needs to happen.
That's what that conversation is all about. And that sounds like that conversation is an important one. So before you start tearing things down, come in and have a talk. Ted.
Right now, the Coastal Federation is looking to partner with homeowners, and we have the opportunities to get grant funding to help cover some of those relocation costs and can work with them and our partners on tax credits and things like that. So if anybody has a beach cottage they're looking about or knows about it or is considering it, please contact the Coastal Federation or the town or the museum and learn about their options.
Before you go, I'll get the websites and phone numbers from all three of you, and this interview will be posted on our website later on today, and all the contact information that you would be looking for will be there. Any last thoughts?
It's Preservation Month, and we really need to think about saving our built landscape.
Lots of events all around the town. Roll of Books on Front Street has events. Everybody has events celebrating Historic May Month.
Great.
We've got a bunch at Bellamy as well. You could check our website and find out what we've got going on this month, too. I was just going to say, Preservation North Carolina has done this all over the state, on the coast, off the coast. So you can do it, and you can make money doing it as well.
Wonderful.
Which is an important thing.
There you go. Thank you so much, Madeline Flagler, Gareth Evans, and Ted Wilgus, here on behalf of May as Historic Preservation Month. Thanks so much. This is WHQR.